This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. The full House has approved a bill making hazing a felony in Louisiana when it results in serious bodily injury or death. Right now, hazing is only a misdemeanor.
Currently, it's $10 to $100 fine for hazing and up to a 30-day sentence in jail.
Representative Nancy Landry says that punishment is woefully inadequate. Under her bill, a person convicted of hazing could face 5 years in prison and a fine of up to $10,000 when someone is seriously injured or killed. That same fine would apply to organizations like a fraternity if they knew hazing was going on but failed to alert law enforcement. Landry says the goal is to clarify what is criminal behavior and what isn't. If students know that hazing is illegal, she says that may keep them from doing it in the first place, and that could save lives.
That's why we have criminal laws. We have them to deter, to punish, and to raise awareness. And I think this bill does all three of those things.
But Representative Larry Bagley questioned why more laws were needed.
We can't legislate all of it. And to me, this seems like we're maybe trying to do that.
He pointed out that hazing doesn't just happen between students on a college campus. It could take place in groups not associated with an educational institution, which this bill specifically addresses. Landry says the measure focuses on hazing at universities because that's where it occurs most frequently. She decided to author the legislation following the death of Maxwell Groover, an LSU student who died as a result of hazing in September. Four people were charged in Groover's death, three on counts of hazing and one for negligent homicide. The bill passed unanimously and is headed to the Senate for consideration. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.